heads up. Heads up out there. This is David Byrne. During our show, we welcome picture taking, video recording, audio recording, and somehow trying to remember what kind of experience you had here without using a gadget. We ask that you be respectful of your fellow audience members and don't take pictures with your iPad while blocking their view. We encourage you, this is true, we encourage you to enjoy our show. We're very proud of this show, and we hope you like it too. And we hope you don't spend all the time watching the show with a gadget in front of your face. Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh,
Any of that made a record together? Yeah, we're not here. It's not just a random pairing. We actually made a record together a little over a year ago. That last song was not from the record, and it's from an earlier record of Fanny's. And this next song is not from the record either. It's from a collaboration I did with Brian Eno a little while ago. Thank you.
Thank you. forest awakes. Desert of dawn, a mountain at night. Thank you. Thank you.
was burning down. Drummings. Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys tonight. That's a fact. And as David did say a little earlier, we put out a record last year that was the culmination of lots of years of work. You know, we met in 2009 and we decided maybe we would write some couple songs together, and then those couple songs became more songs, and suddenly we're now a year into touring the album and with this awesome band and this awesome crew and with you awesome people, and it's very proud of them. And at this time, I would like to say a very special thank you to the Love This Giant crew, who works very tirelessly to put on the show that you see tonight. You know, got lights and sound and monitors and guitars and everybody who you don't see on stage, but who I can assure you is working very hard. So thank you guys, Love This Giant crew. Yes, our masseuse.
Our aromatherapy people and our acupuncturists.
Our acupuncturist. Personal trainer. Dog nanny. I also want to take a second to introduce you guys to the totally awesome Love This Giant band on stage with us tonight. On keyboards and so much more, Dan and Manceris.
Come on, let's go!
On French horn, Rachel Draymond. On trombone, Jason Disu. On trumpet, Kariya Sutake. On saxophone and other woodwinds, Brian Murray. And the man to my right. What can I say about the man to my right? Clad in all black like a happy Johnny Cash. Master of absurdity, beloved by many.
Yes, baby.
Ever beguiling, constantly surprising, totally fucking awesome, David Byrne.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the band. Right? Not a rabbit? You're not a rabbit? Okay, I draw the line at marmots, though. Marmots are carrying bubonic plague, so
you draw the line right. And everything? She says she's a rabbit.
I said, I shook her hand, it's a rabbit. Not. They're not carrying the plague.
She's making
a dinosaur. We gotta work with
them
in the show.
They have done that. Kelly Pratt. Perfect. Global horn, French horn, flute. Dave Nelson, trombone. John Natchez, baritone sax, bass clarinet, flute. John Altieri, this is a sousaphone. These are drums. This is my favorite part of the show, the favorite part of the whole show, where I get to tell you about the stuff we're selling. some of it you will recognize because it has Annie's face and my face on, or her name and my name, St. Vincent. So There are others you might not recognize. You might wonder, what is that? I'm going to tell you what they are.
Are you a couple?
Daniel has a project called Forge the Bell that just came out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Rachel has a group she's been working with for quite a while, consists of 4 French horn players, and they're called Genghis Barbie. Boards of small women. Shapely small women.
Hey, baby!
Descending across the plains.
They build a tiny wall to keep them out.
Carter and Jason have a group called Bad Credit, No Credit. Brian has a group called Brian and the Haggards, that's Haggard as in Merle Haggard. Great company. You never know. Kelly has a band called Bright Moments. Dave has a brand new project that some of us haven't heard yet called Dave Nelson and the Intergalactic Hipster Orchestra. John Natchez has a relatively new project called Swaths. And John Alcheri has a group that he plays with for quite a while called Red Barak. Okay, now you know, there's also some pencils, erasers, and other bits of paraphernalia.
Yeah. We did have a couple of merch ideas that didn't make it. One included a pair of boxer shorts that just said, "Love this giant."
Okay, this is some... this is a song that I wrote some years ago for a film. The scene in the film is a video karaoke contest.
Potato. sister.
This song is a sort of a true story. It went many years ago when I first got a record contract. It was not for a lot of money, but the first thing I went out and got was a small color television set. And many years later, Annie and I wrote a song, and I explained to myself a little bit there, and with the help of a poet, Walt Whitman, who is no longer with us, or he's been no longer with us for quite a while. Okay. I'm on a franchise, on a big apartment.
called Revenge of the Nerds, which is pretty epic if you haven't seen it. Very, very good film. And David's music was in a scene, and I remember having that experience that you have, I think maybe only when you're young, I guess maybe hopefully when you're older, but when you're just kind of discovering the world and you hear something that kind of turns your world around. You realize that there's not just the reality that you know, but there's this other sort of stratospheric reality that's way cooler. And I had that experience with David's music, and then I was lucky enough to get to have it, you know, throughout my, I guess, adolescence and then into my adulthood. So I think if I sat my little 5-year-old self down many years ago and said, hey, you know, guess, and then however many years later, you'd be on stage, you know, with the person who created that really epic moment for you and this awesome band and all these awesome people, I wouldn't have even imagined it. So I would say it's a dream come true, but I wouldn't have even dreamed it, so. I just want to say a very special thank you to David Byrne for
Thank you. time to